to RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, you don't have that on, do you?
Okay.
Guys, we're right here. How you guys doing? We're live at Prime Social. We got a table right here.
Yeah,
in front
we got
of us.
We got action. There's AJ.
We got
right
action
there.
Right here.
AJ's on the felt today, baby. He's not dealing today. He's on the felt. That's what's up.
Get it. Get
That's
it,
what's
AJ.
Up.
All right. We got he's a dealer here, and look, he's here. I'm gonna tell you what.
I can tell right now the table not happy. We're here right next
to
him.
No. They can't be happy. No one's happy.
We gotta be we might need to move this table.
Yeah,
he's a pilot in Omaha. Bring him in.
Let's go.
Well, this one will go come try to get you. But
I love that.
Yeah, John's.
That's my favorite.
But I can already tell some of these guys are looking like, what is.
What the fuck?
What?
Tell? I didn't finish.
Oh, you
it.
Didn't?
I didn't finish it.
All right. It sounded close. Oh, sounded like we finished.
It was close, but I didn't finish.
I tell you this
No,
much,
but
though.
That's what they're saying.
I can't believe how fast this place has grown, relatively speaking. Oh. When I talk about how they've got five.
You know who else can't believe it?
Yeah,
Post Oak.
Yeah, we'll get into that. That's pretty funny.
That is hilarious.
Another poker place wants to.
Well,
come
they
after
are. They're
Prime.
Suing them.
Yeah, they're suing Prime because for taking their business
because they hired pretty girls and they had better food.
Yeah, which has brought over their players.
This is in their lawsuit. You guys, they hired pretty girls.
Is a means of coercing people over, and the food is intentionally better. Like what?
Well, listen.
Come
like
on.
That's like McDonald's saying, "Listen, Del Frisco's, we're going to sue you because your food is better."
Yeah,
you took business away from us.
FOH.
Beat it. I'm going to sue Jim Nantz because he's better at broadcasting.
So we got four tables in here playing right now in the main area. There's a high stakes table where the blue chips are.
Yeah.
The blue chips are different.
Yeah.
They're the hundreds, and guys are stacked.
I don't like to use those.
The blue chips.
My wife doesn't like me to have any of those.
The blue chips? Nah.
Nah, because I could give them away to other people.
You're not supposed to have the blue chips.
No, now if I bring those home to her, she's happy.
Yeah.
But then she just goes.
So there's action right now. It's open 24 hours a day right now, from Thursday to Monday, 24 hours. So we're at Prime. You guys can come out here and start playing right now.
Yeah.
You can get in the game right now if you want. We have the tournament starting at noon. John and I will both be in a tournament. We will both have bounties on our head, $100, no limit. Hold them. You can come get it if you want to try to get it. We have had listener win this event, or he was the chip leader when he chopped, and we had that happen about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where
he comes back every time we're here. And
I've cashed
and it's fun.
Twice at the final table. You have two at the final table. AJ Hoffman. Chopped once at the final table. So
hell, if you can't beat us, you suck.
Yeah,
so
that's on you.
This is on you. Steve is here. The theory is on this thing is we came in and there were five. I mean, you walk in, the parking lot's full. There's five tables here.
That was crazy.
There's 50 guys playing right now. 50 guys playing.
Yeah.
But the theory is that when the sun comes up, that it starts to, oh, crap. It's not dark anymore. I got to get home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. But.
I could see that.
But there's still, five freaking tables
going. Let me tell you what. There's a lot of guys here who don't say, oh, crap, and there's like, whatever.
Yeah. No. There's a
problem. We saw an NFL running back in here one time, and he was grinding. He didn't seem to care about the sun a whole lot.
No.
I don't see him in here anymore. I do see videos of him running around cones now, so he's getting serious.
You know, it's funny. I just saw a story that the Redskins are fining Trent Williams for not showing up for any of their offseason workouts.
Yeah, because he's
doing what, though? I saw Trent Williams.
He'll be fine.
He's keeping up. And as a matter of fact, it's like he's out cone drilling Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
I mean, so don't worry, Redskins. See, that's a problem with the Redskins. Well, I guess that's their policy. But if dude comes in, dude's pretty good. And guess what? He is in some pretty damn good shape.
He'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine with Adrian Peterson.
All you have to do is go on Twitter and see him running cones.
So yesterday I had – I tell you this. I need to say this because I need to tell both of you this because this is going to happen at about the beginning of the next break. So I spoke to the interns. I invited the interns if they wanted. I was going to buy pizza, and I was going to just, if they wanted to ask me any questions, or I was going to talk about how I got into the business, talk about podcasts, talk about how you need to be able to write, just talk about all kinds of stuff.
That's really nice of you. I was drinking Coors Lights all day.
I know you were.
My
making
wife's
people
out of
better.
Town. My wife's out of town, so I was drinking at Damaris all day.
So you know what? 11 different interns showed up, and we talked, and we had a good time. How about this? One of them, this kid named Will. Will's like, yeah, I made them all say who they were, where they went to school, what they do. Like, and he's a golf. Okay, so he's a golfer, and he's pretty good, and he really wants to be in golf. And so, like golf entertainment, things like that. I said, listen, you're going to call
no
in.
Such thing.
It's 760.
Golf interview.
I even told him, call in at about 716, and I'm going to give you a chance. You're going to get a British Open update. You need to have, you know, a tight 1 minute. I said, I'll have Dell put some music under you. I said, he'll probably sabotage you with something that doesn't sound very golfy. Because Dell doesn't like
rap
golf.
Under there.
And you're going to do that, and then we're going to, and then I may ask you some questions. This kid's got some pretty funny, actually, things. He's gotten busted three times in school watching the Masters on his phone.
Does he have a British? Can he do a British accent?
We'll find out.
Okay.
His name
we
is
might
Will.
Have to do it with an Australian or a British accent.
Yeah. So Will, because sometimes people can confuse him. So Will have at the. So Will, one of the interns, is getting his big shot at the beginning of the next segment.
Speaking of big shots, Steve from Prime is here with us on ESPN 97.5.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What do you say, pal? Put that a little bit closer.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing as good as I can do it. 6:45 in the morning, I mean, in the middle of a
get
poker
line.
Listen, and how about this? Five tables going at when we walked in at 5 in the morning. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I mean, Houston has really, really responded to this, and we're really thankful for everything that you guys are doing for us.
So it's just now, since you guys are doing so well, somebody's going to have to sue you, I think, because here's my thought on it. If you have a restaurant and you have better food, I should probably sue you.
I mean, if I do things better than you, then yes, I deserve to get sued.
You
That's
should
correct.
Get sued.
Attractive wait staff who just brings you drinks and food. This, no good.
Apparently, they were forced over there to hire ugly people.
Yeah, well, they hired an ugly assistant general manager over here. So thank God everybody else is beautiful.
Stop talking bad about yourself.
So
That's
I don't.
Enough.
But the only thing I don't
you're
like
good enough, and you're damn it, Steven, you're
it's obviously
you're okay.
For those of you who don't know, Post Oak is suing Prime Social because they do it better. But
they're suing because they lost 100 players to Prime.
Right.
Because this is everything we say on the air about the nicest plays and. Everything we say is accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the nicest place. It's casino nice, like Vegas casino nice.
Yeah, but without that, bing, 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 on the slots.
But here's the thing that I don't like about it is bringing attention to the poker deal because you don't want to bring any
negative attention.
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely want to bring all kind of positive attention. It's not something that we're ashamed of or we're hiding. It's a beautiful situation, and there's people, your neighbor, your mother, they all play poker. So might as well do it in a safe environment, a beautiful safe environment
this one. And collect tax money from it.
Correct.
Right? As opposed to ever collecting any tax.
You guys are actively looking to partner with different different charities. I mean, this is it's a legit deal that's going on here.
You guys want to do – I was talking to Brent the other day about a first responder thing that you guys want to get started.
Yeah, we're putting together some things with firefighters, police officers. I mean, we're really – just make sure that there's a connection with the community and the city that's really done us a lot of good. We want to definitely give back and be a part of the community.
Absolutely. We got to do something with pair you with golf so that I can have all the things that I love together.
Well, it's on TV right now. You're watching all your golf.
I know. By the way, there's like 100 TVs in here that you don't never miss any of your games. Astros.
There's your guy Tiger.
Rockets playoffs going on in here.
John, isn't it too hot for golf right now? Shouldn't you be indoors?
Shouldn't you never, ever, ever say that again?
Yeah, I think that it's too hot for
golf. It can get too hot for golf.
I think you should never, ever have the microphone ever again now because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
So we got the tournament today.
Yes, sir.
We, for sure, both of us are bounties. I don't know if you got any other bounties out there that you're there's certain players who we're not seeing as much now that NFL camps getting ready to roll around.
Sure. I heard that we didn't give one of the bounties away last week. That's interesting. I've never heard of such a concept.
Yes.
But one of the bounties made it to the end.
Well, it made it into my pocket all the way home.
Yeah, that's, how about that? That's kind of a shame, actually. I think that's a challenge to the listeners out there to come out here and make sure that bounty does not go home with Lance or John today.
Yep, you can do that for sure. Usually that happens, but all you got to do is come on out here, 7801 Westheimer. It's basically Hillcroft. It's the first light
between west, Fondren and Hillcroft.
It's the first light west of Hillcroft on Westheimer.
Can't miss us.
Can't miss it. So come on out and hang out with us today. We're going to have it. And we usually have a nice – Fridays have been nice.
Oh, yeah. We have 50, 60-plus tournament peoples plus 4 or 5 live cash games.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you know what? And what's awesome, too, is that $500 deal on Saturday.
Oh, man. It's growing. It's growing out of control.
60.
60-something last week, and the prize pool is over $30,000.
You know, I was actively looking for an excuse to get here. Like, what can I say? But I gotta if I get going pretty good,
no.
You know, you gotta have a window of about 5 hours of like excuse time. I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm but like it's watching players. Like, what am I doing where I can get there for about 5 hours? What can I tell my wife I'm doing?
Just tell your wife you're bringing home $8,000.
Yeah.
Well, that sets the bar kind of high where I well, need to bring right, home. Yeah, like yeah.
Where's that $8,000 you were talking about?
Where is it?
Yeah.
They're shipping it.
Yeah, you can't collect it right away. It's got to first go through
it
the IRS.
And then it comes and they're doing installment payments.
Right. So awesome, dude. And, you know, I can't believe that is happening with this, but that's going to be thrown out, I would imagine, no?
I would say it's a little frivolous, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not a legal mind. I just know that we're going to continue to do what we're doing here, being the best and being the best at it and offering a beautiful service out here to the community of Houston.
And it's not even close. This is the best. If you haven't been out here yet, get here, 7801 Westheimer. Steve, we appreciate it. Hopefully you're not giving away any bounties today. That's all we're saying.
Thanks,
yes. Okay, Steve. From Prime Social right here on ESPN 97.5. You want to be a champ? I was a champion last week right here.
Two quick things. One, our intern gets his big shot, and I've already warned him about Dell and John. He could have some issues. That's coming up next.
Okay,
Will's
going
to get his shot.
Right.
He's a kid who's intentionally gotten in trouble by three different times for watching a Masters on his phone. I'm like, I already like this kind of hustle.
Love that.
But
kid.
The other thing is, we got to find out the Rockets are about to have a new Ford. Mm. There was a trade for Carmelo, which basically greases the skids eases the way for the Rockets to pick him up because he's about to be waived.
Yeah, he's telling everybody.
He's a Rocket.
He's coming.
He's
so,
a Rocket.
So that's coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. And what does Melo mean to the city? Championships. That's what he does.
Okay.
You know what your electricity is? Your electricity bill? Not a champion. If you're not with Champion, then you're spending way too much money. You're spending more than you have to. I hope Prime Social is what using Champion Energy. I would hope they are. All they have to do is go to 1560energy.com and start saving now. 1560energy.com. If you're not with Champion, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. What is going on in your life that you just want to throw money away? Then you just have too much money, okay? Whoever thinks they have too much money. If you do, then stay with yours. If you want more money in your pocket, 1560energy.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I don't know where they are. They've been given the signal a couple times. They haven't said anything, so I guess we'll get to Will, who's got a British Open update without John and Lance to troll him. But so Will, an intern. First of all, Will, I want you to describe what Lance did. Oh, you guys are back now?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?
How about we stay near a mic?
What? No, we're over here by Mike.
We were near it.
Hey, we have Will, our British Open correspondent.
Where is he?
I don't
Good morning.
Might be at...
How are y'all?
Will, are you at Carnoustie?
I wish I was. It feels like it. I've been up since 5 o'clock watching the Open. So I guess you could say I'm on Carnoustie time.
You are on. No, well, that's what you should do. Since you're a golf enthusiast, I love that about you, Will. And hopefully you can find something. You can make your dreams come true, despite what Dell thinks about everybody.
Tell John how you started as a golf. First of all, he had to get out of U Sports because he had 3 concussions by the time he was in high school. He's like, yeah, you can't play football. You can't do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to add one thing, though. Yeah. I want to agree with John for a second. Golf is fun no matter what the weather is. I mean, unless it's snowing and 15 degrees, I don't care how hot it is. It's a great time to go out there.
Dell, do you agree with that? Do you agree with what Will said about golf being fun at any time, no matter what the weather?
I actually don't. I didn't hear what he said because I fell asleep as soon as he started. So I apologize for not being a part of the show.
He's a little ball of hate, Will. Don't listen to a thing he says.
Well, what's going on this morning? Giving people an update on what's going on at the British Open this morning.
Well, first off, it's actually been a very friendly golf course this morning. They're expecting about 15 to 20 mile an hour worth of winds this morning, and they actually did not get that. Only about 10 miles an hour. It's pretty, the course is firm. It's dry. Drives are running pretty quickly down the fairway. Golfers are able to – the greens are softer today than they were yesterday, which is allowing golfers to land it a little bit closer to the hole to run up. And we saw Zach Johnson go 4-under for 67 today. He now leads by 1 shot. He's interviewing right now. I'm watching that as we speak. And what's most surprising story for me is Rory McIlroy, 11 of 28 fairways. Usually a big part of really any major is hitting fairways, but apparently not today. 39.3% hit fairways in the first and second round combined. However, 27 of 36 green in regulation is the number to look at. So, usually, hitting fairways in the open is a big deal, but not today. With the lack of wind, the rain is off and on, so it's not too much of a major factor. So really, if the guys can just get on the green in regulation, they have a great chance to score.
Tell John, just real quickly, when you started golfing, what you hit in your first tournament, and then where you are now.
So I actually started. I've kind of played golf my entire life, just messing around. But I really started getting into it after freshman year. I played baseball, basketball, football, and I wasn't really finding. I wasn't enjoying it as much as I was. And I finally, found golf and really got into it. And I went to my first tournament. I shot around a 110. And my parents actually said you should get a lesson, and I told them no. That was probably the first mistake. I ended up getting a lesson. The next tournament, I shot 98, then I went down to 89, and now I'm sitting at a 2.7 handicap.
Nice. 2.7. Yeah. We got to get out. You got to give me some strokes. Let's
go. He's also giving lessons now to his own family.
Well, he should. He's a 2.7.
Oh, yeah. Oregon, my dad's good. Swing right now. It's looking a lot better.
He went and got a job at Golf Galaxy or whatever just so he could learn more about club fitting and swing stuff. And
nice.
I'm like, well, you're a hustler. I'll give you a shot on the radio then.
Man.
We'll see what you can do.
Listen, that might have been the most that would have been the most boring montage of all time if they showed him improving in golf like in a movie. It would have been that movie would have died on the vine.
It's like Rocky, okay? It's like Rocky. He just keeps swinging and getting better and better and
That's
better.
Right, Del.
And pretty soon he's going to be frolicking on the beach with his golf coach jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just stop, Del. Just stop hating. So Zach Johnson is the leader. Tommy Fleetwood and Kevin Kisner both 1 back at 5 under.
USA.
Rory, as he mentioned.
USA.
4 under. Tony Finau, Erik van Rooyen, Xander Lombard all at 4 under as well. So good tournament. Yeah, the little bit of rain going on there, so it's softening up the fairways and the greens a little bit.
It's a greener green than I'm used to at the – at the bridge.
Yeah, but the fairways. Well, I was watching with Alonzo yesterday. He's like, were they playing in Alvin? Look at this. Look at this
it's
course.
Always looks like that.
It always looks like that. Oh, but this is exceptionally because they've had
drought.
A drought, literally. And this they've got some rain, but like you said, it's really not windy. The rain doesn't bother them nearly as much as the wind.
No, not at all.
So, good stuff, Will. We appreciate it. Best of luck, and you know, keep on plugging away. You and your dreams will come true. Don't listen to anything Dell says, because dreams can come true.
Yeah, haters gonna hate.
That's what they
do. With the shirt. And
I didn't say
nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say his dreams wouldn't come true. They're just really boring dreams.
he can't set the bar any higher, Dell, to be in the golf world for the rest of his
first,
life.
First, we started the show with you guys talking about your debauchery and degenerate stuff with poker. Now the second segment is filled with golf on the other side of the Atlantic. Man, it's been a great 30 minutes.
This is the greatest 30 minutes of radio ever.
Let's add to it. Carmelo's about to be a Rocket. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, they made it official as the Atlanta Hawks made a trade with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Carmelo Anthony was part of that deal. Dennis Schroeder was traded over to Oklahoma City. He can play a little bit now.
Oh, Schroeder can play.
There was also a trade, by the way. A first-round pick was also given up in that deal. Basically, to the Atlanta Hawks, right? I mean, how was that? That's the deal that went down. There's a few other players that were dealt. But the main thing is Atlanta wanted to basically get their hands on Carmelo so they could buy him out and get rid of him. And they open up some cap space. So it's considered almost a done deal that the Houston Rockets, at least with all the, you know, Wojs of the world, Adrian Wojnarowski, that Carmelo is going to be a Houston Rocket. Carmelo, as soon as he gets, as soon as he gets bought out, that you will start to hear Carmelo headed to Houston, Carmelo headed to Houston. So now it looks like it's going to be Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, and James Harden. I think the first two guys can still, not the first two guys. The last two guys, Chris Paul and James Harden, we know they can still play. James is in his prime, and Chris Paul still can have a big impact on the game. Carmelo Anthony's going to have to prove. And I don't know, when I listen to everyone talk about what Carmelo can do, and this is not just other sports talk hosts, I'm talking about basketball people, here's what I'm hearing, and this – well, he can still be very effective for 18 to 22 minutes. Does Carmelo know that does he know these are the plans? Is that the plans for Mike D'Antoni? Who, by the way, I thought Mike D'Antoni didn't get along with Carmelo in New York. I thought that was a known deal.
It was, but D'Antoni's a bigger man.
So Carmelo's cool with like 18 minutes or having a reduced role, or is that even going to be the case?
I don't think Carmelo has.
Is Carmelo taking over for Carmelo's going to take over for
say about it? Carmelo's not in a place where
first
he could
of all,
go.
He's not going to say anything about it because he's going to be the starter in place of
if he plays 20 minutes, what
Trevor
is he going to say about it?
He's not going to because Trevor Ariza's gone. He's going to play the start. He'll be a starting three.
Yeah, but he's not going to play the starter's minutes.
Why not?
Because maybe he's not a starter because he doesn't have those skills anymore.
What's going to happen if he plays 34 minutes? Trevor Ariza wasn't.
If he's hot, he plays. He's the Gerald Green of the starters now.
Here's the
truth. If he's hot, he plays. If he's not, he doesn't.
No, I think they're going to have a starter. I think it's going to be him.
Oh, he's going to be. What does that mean?
It means he's going to get Ariza's minutes.
No, he's not going to. That's different. Being a starter and getting Ariza's minutes are two different things.
Ariza, how's it different? Ariza was a starter and got those minutes. No, he'll just be the new Ariza.
No. He's not playing that many minutes at this juncture of his career.
Why not?
Because he's not good.
Who you got? Who else is going to play it?
You just picked up what the hell is
Ennis?
It? Yeah, Ennis. You just picked Ennis up. You've got Gerald who can come.
Don't want to do that.
Gerald's going to do the same damn thing he did before. He's going to come in and he's going to either be hot and play, or he's going to be cold and you come back and sit down over here.
Now, to be fair to Carmelo Anthony and the Rockets, if his role, if he is not a ball stopper and he's not a guy who really limits their fluidity on offense, and he's a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter like Carmelo, like Trevor Ariza was. Now, Ariza was a good defender. Carmelo's never going to defend like Trevor Ariza. That's not happening. That's not who he is. But if he does his job, which is catching and shooting the threes, then you might have something. I think you are hurt that you're not going to be as good a defensive team without Trevor Ariza. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
That's not even arguable.
But if he does a good job of catching and shooting threes at the same percentage Ariza was for most of his career with the Rockets, well, then he hits, is doing his job. Then he is doing his
job.
Okay,
what's the number? If he hits 36%.
I think 38. I think he needs to be 38%.
It'll be more like 36. If he hits 36%, I think I think they'd be thrilled. If he's a catch and shoot, if he's a ball stopper,
no,
then he can't play. No. He can't play.
No.
He's got to learn to catch and shoot. He's not that guy anymore. And oh my God, it'll be the worst basketball ever if, because you got how many ball stoppers now? You got James, who's a ball stopper.
Yeah.
Chris Paul will stop the ball. Yeah. And you got Melo, who stops the ball. Oh my God, it'll be horrible.
I know. And you've got, and it's not going to be a fast, like, you're not going to be a team that can get up and down the court with older players. You got to be careful with it. But the other thing is,
they still have to.
But their tempo really has
slowed down.
Has gone backwards, which is fine. All I care about is, do you win?
Yeah, and do you shoot a higher percentage, because you got, if you're going to slow it down, you have to shoot a higher percentage,
and you have to defend better too. By the way,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
He did last year,
not with Melo.
Well, I know.
So we got Jeff who wants to get in here. Let's take a break, and we will catch up here. Live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. That's right. Yeah, we got all of our little annoying habits, Dell, on the show today. Golf, poker. Yeah, that's right. This is our show, not yours. Okay. There's nothing. And oh, by the way, the Astros are back, and we can talk about the Astros as well. Just to ruin.
That's
Dell's
fine.
Entire
it's
week.
The it's the lesser of all those evils you just mentioned. At least one of those. At least that team. It excites a fan base as opposed to whatever the hell you two have been talking about the last 25 minutes.
Oh, really? Because Tiger Woods doesn't excite the fan base?
No.
He doesn't. He's even par right now.
No, yeah. He doesn't.
Yeah, he just
depends
he just
on
birdied.
What fan base.
He just birdied. Okay. What I need you to do – oh, man, nice that Ian Poulter.
Ian Poulter doesn't excite the fan base.
My God, he's 9 over. Good Lord, you suck. I picked him this week. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about Chance McClain. But enough about this. Let's talk about Chance McClain and the greatness that is. Look, if you're looking for a great way to keep your family, yourheritagefilm.com. Yourheritagefilm.com. You want your family to be around forever. You want that person in your family. You want your story. Because let's face it, do you even know the story from your grandparents or their parents? What happened? How did they get here? Because those stories are going to be lost. And if you want to keep them forever, Chance McClain does that. He basically does a documentary on your family that is just awesome. He is the most conscientious dude. He is going to make this thing awesome, and it's going to stay in your family for years, and you know what, maybe even centuries, that they will have this to pass down. And this is how we got here. This is how we got to America. This is how we became the family that we are 100 years later. It's that simple. All you got to do is go to yourheritagefilm.com. Let Chance know you found it right here. yourheritagefilm.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We play the name game every day, and it's pretty simple. We call two names, and if one of those is yours, you try to be the first caller and be the winner of a prize, which happens to be today, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit MassageHeights.com/Houston to find your retreat and elevate the everyday. And finally, The Bench is the show that is doing the giveaway. So if your name is Joseph or Derek, call the show. Be the first caller now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to win the gift card from Massage Heights. Joseph or Derek. Now back to John and Lance out at Prime Social.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Joseph or Derek? See, that's like so crappy for Derek because there are so many Josephs out there that Derek's like, what the bleep? Why can't it be Derek or some Galia or something like that? So Derek could win. See, that's just crappy for Derek. Sorry about that, Derek. I'm sure that there's a lot of Josephs that are hogging up the entire phone line now.
Did you see?
Everybody that's named Joseph is a jerk now.
Did you see? Somebody pointed this out to me. They said, hey, your article that you talked about how Bregman is living his best life while still, like, you know, trying at baseball and going to practice. And, you know, I mean, doing the opposite of Manziel, right? That was kind of the point of one of my articles, was that he looks similar to Johnny. He has some similar, but got that little similar swag. But he's a guy that's really put in a time and gotten a lot better. And he's a superstar. And he's, you know, he's out there doing all these cool things. But still, he's a great player. Grinds, right. Does his, works his tail off. His Instagram picture is, his Instagram is just filled with the cool stuff he did during the All-Star break. Like, you can, if you work hard and you're really good, all that good stuff comes to you too. Sometimes I think there are, I'm not talking about just Johnny. Sometimes over the years, one of the things that I've found in talking to other athletes and personnel people is that a lot of these guys think that this is a, they play a sport, like they don't love the sport, but they play it because it's a means to an end. And so they're out there enjoying everything, all the spoils of the sport, but they're not putting necessarily the time back in, because anybody's talent can take them a certain, you know, to a certain level. But your talent is, becomes, I won't say irrelevant, but it's not nearly as important once, you know, the work ethic start stuff starts catching up, because everyone else has talent around you in golf and basketball and baseball and football. Everyone has talent who's a pro. Everyone has talent who's a pro. If you don't put that time in, and there's something to be said for, this is why it's important. I bring this up because it's important that, that Chris Paul talks about how hard he has to work to keep himself where he needs to be. He has to work really hard at taking care of his body, and he still misses time. Even though he busts his tail, he still misses time. I hope Carmelo's ready to put that time in, because that team last year was one of the most cohesive teams with a single-minded focus of defending people. They played hard. They were kind of a red-ass team, but without being a-holes about it. They just, they got after you. And P.J. Tucker and Chris Paul really brought that to the table. I hope that doesn't change now. Now that Trevor's gone, Luke Bamute is gone, I hope it doesn't change.
Well, Tucker's not gone, so... That, you know what, he's going to get in people.
I hope he's the sheriff of the locker room along with
and Chris Paul.
Because Melo better be ready to work. This better not be one of these, hey, we're the big three. No, bro, you're way back. You're not close to, you're not Chris Paul and you're not James Harden.
No, and speaking of which, do we still have the caller wants to get on and talk about Carmelo? No? Or Jeff wants to get in here. Let's get him in here because I have some. Some thoughts, too, on some numbers. Think of some numbers that you want from Melo this year.
Oh, okay.
All right, while we listen to Jeff here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. So, Ryan Anderson, Tarik Black, Zoo Key, and I guess Vincent Edwards, those would be our options if we don't sign Carmelo. So I just want to put it in perspective how desperate the Rockets actually are to sign Carmelo Anthony, if you really want to look at it from a basketball perspective. Our power forward position is awful this year now that Ariz is gone. The worst in the league, maybe, honestly, if you really look at it. And if Melo is Team USA basketball Melo, as Brian Windhorst actually brought up a good point, that would be phenomenal for the Rockets. Ball movement, all that good stuff. And that's a sincere possibility now that Mike D'Antoni has all the leverage in this situation, whereas in New York, he was beholden to Melo. And Chris Paul was able to get Carmelo Anthony 2.0 to buy in. James Harden literally is Carmelo Anthony 2.0, improved. If you really look at him, he's just a smaller version, more athletic and better. Then I think he can get Carmelo Anthony to be Team USA Carmelo Anthony, and give us that 3-for-8 three-point shooting and buy in. Because our power forward situation without Melo, and nobody really brings it up, is atrocious if we don't sign him. So I think the Rockets might need Melo just as bad as Melo needs the Rockets. And I'll let y'all talk.
Well, they put themselves in this position, too. I mean, they're in this position because two threes just walked out the door. I don't think they wanted to lose Bamute.
Yeah, speaking of, it's P.J. Tucker that's actually going to be.
You aren't. Joe Key has nothing to do with. Not playing a three. Ryan Anderson's not three. Those aren't your options. I get what you're saying.
And
but
James Ennis is here. And, you know, I really think that you're going to have it's going to be a combination. Gordon is still here. They're not playing like, well, this is your three and this is your four. Capella's going to be on the floor. Tucker's going to be on the floor. Ennis, Carmelo, Gordon. And you got to find somebody that'll be another guy that you'll be able to. And Ryan Anderson is going to get some minutes, and he's going to play some because he's making $20 million. And you know what? He'll be able to knock down. Hopefully Ryan Anderson will be back to the guy that he was early on. Is that you can count on him to make a three every 3.6 times that he shoots 10 shots.
So Jeff didn't mention James Ennis. James Ennis is a small forward. James Ennis is the guy that would get time. He's averaged, career-wise, 6.4 points a game. But he's played, you know, he's been a 17 to 20-some-odd minute minute-per-game player. But these are the kind of guys usually that Daryl has had a lot of success with. Finding guys off of other teams that have been underutilized that, for whatever reason, it's kind of like the Astros with pitchers. They find guys that they work with and they get more out of them. So Michael Carter Williams, James Ennis, these are a couple guys you got to kind of keep your eye on, I think.
Do you foresee them playing De'Anthony Melton at all? Do you think he contributes?
He's played really well in summer league. They say he looks the part.
He could be your eighth man in that rotation. Vincent Edwards might be. You don't know that Vincent Edwards might.
No, I just think they're unproven. They might have some dudes who can play. I think they're unproven.
He might be. Those two rookies might be your eighth and ninth guys.
No, Melton, I think, is definitely going to. I think Melton's definitely considered to be in the mix for sure.
And quite frankly.
And they say he can defend. You know, he's a pretty good defender as well. So, yeah.
Quite frankly, that rotation is the best in the league.
Ooh. Is it? Huh? Off the bench? That's the best bench in the league?
That's what I said.
Would it revert, Tare?
What was that?
Would it revert, Tare?
You want to reverse that?
No, I'm not reversing anything I said, okay? Why are you guys – everybody's like, oh, well, it's just falling apart. I heard – and Charlie – I'm like, well, it's been a drought of a summer for your Houston Rockets. No, they were the best. Did we forget they were the best team in the league last year?
No, they weren't. They weren't the best team. They didn't win. So how are they the best team?
Who had more wins?
How are they the best team in the league if they didn't win a title?
Who had more wins than the Rockets last year?
Who won the title?
Who had more wins?
They won the.
What's the?
Who had more wins?
I wonder if Golden State would have won the title if Kevin Durant had stayed hurt.
Yeah, how about that, Joe?
Who won the most games in baseball in the regular season last year?
The Dodgers.
So were they the best team in baseball?
No.
Then how?
That's the stupidest thing ever.
Then how can the Rockets be the best team in basketball if they don't win the title?
Because Chris Paul got hurt.
Okay. So the Dodgers weren't the best team in baseball.
Who was hurt for the Dodgers?
No one got hurt for the Dodgers.
No one got hurt for the Dodgers.
If I go through the list. Yeah, no one.
Okay. I bet you I'll find guys who got hurt
for
the Dodgers.
They were full speed. And now, so.
They just got their feelings hurt because the Astros came up and hit home runs.
So I was talking to Layden yesterday, and we were like, I'm going to try to get him to plug in and co-host the show whenever you're gone on the 27th. He goes, good, we can talk about Astros. I said, yeah, we'll talk about Astros. He said, because if you think about it, what's happening with Machado going to the Dodgers? He said, if you look at the Red Sox, the Yankees with Stanton, the Dodgers with Machado, he said, if the Astros have the exact same schedule in the postseason, if they play the Red Sox and then the Yankees and then the Dodgers, or Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers,
right.
He said, that was a murderer's row to get through last year. He goes, it's worse this year. And if you think about it, it is.
Yeah.
It's actually even harder with all – I mean, I don't know about harder with the Dodgers, but on paper it is with Manny Machado now, a Dodger after a trade yesterday.
And J.D. Martinez and – yeah, I mean – oh, no. And Stanton over there. Oh, yeah. It's a lot harder.
It's a murderer's row of those three teams.
And guess what?
You're not scared, are you?
We got Bregman.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's got Bregman?
Whoever's got Bregman's got the ring.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. He's Frodo. He's carrying the
ring.
We've
got the two hobbits, Bregman and Altuve.
Right. Frodo and Samwise.
That's all that matters right now.
That's all that matters. You know what else matters is a great night's sleep. The best sleep at the best price
that
is
matters
Texas
a lot.
Mattress. Oh, no, it is. You know, you turned me on to Yuval and what's going on over there. And it has been, and now every single bed that I own, and even ones that I don't own, I get from Texas Mattress Makers. My daughter's, we brought it all the way to Baton Rouge because she had to have her bed. It is the best bed at the best price, and this is not even arguable. I mean, when I figured, because I got her a queen-size bed, I said, well, this is probably going to be, and I went, are you kidding me? That's it? That's it. That's mm-hmm. all? Wow. If you're buying your mattress somewhere else, and now they got the Dublin and the Monte Carlo that are cool mattresses because we got the heat. I imagine you probably have some air conditioning. You probably use Champion Energy so you can crank the air conditioning low. But still, you want a nice, cool, clean bed. It's like you're drinking a Coors Light while you're sleeping. It is the best sleep at the best price. It is Texas Mattress Makers. And this is a guy that loves the community and does so much for the community. You want to support him. TexasMattressMakers.com, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, 4619 Navigation, corner of Lockwood. You got to get there. If you're looking for a bed this weekend, it's TexasMattressMakers.com.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Prime Social. I mean, there's still four tables going on here. It's unbelievable how awesomeness, the total sweetness and awesomeness of playing poker all night long. Yep, lights out, the sun is up, and here we are. We're still playing poker. I love that. We're going to play today at noon. Want you to come in and get in on the tournament. We have a bounty against me and Lance, so we'd love for you to come on out and be part of it right here at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Dell, Lance is gone. I don't know where he went. No one knows. So, Dell, have you seen this, that there's going to be a lesbian Batwoman?
I did not. I don't know the I don't know the origin story of Batwoman, so that would probably be a Jong thing. So I don't know if it's out of bounds or what. Are people upset about that, John?
No, I don't know. It's under CW has put in development a Batwoman series for 2019 consideration. Batwoman, it's a lesbian, an out lesbian, highly trained street fighter primed to snuff out the failing city's criminal resurgence. But don't call her a hero yet. In a city desperate for a savior, Kate must overcome her own demons before embracing the call to be Gotham's symbol of hope. I'm okay with that. Why would people be upset? Because there's a – why can't well, – he she can well, have relations with whoever she wants.
Now, why? Will you go on a rampage if – initially, the CW doesn't cast a lesbian as Batwoman, and then they feel the backlash, and then they have to, because I know you were very strongly in Scarlett Johansson's corner when people got after her. So will you feel the same?
Transsexual?
Will you be the same if they cast a non lesbian in the role and people get upset? Will you come to that woman's defense like you came to Scarlett Johansson's
defense? It's
called
acting. It's not supposed to be real life. It's acting. Yes, that's fine. Whoever is the best actor that will draw the most eyes. This is a business. If you're, this is like the lawsuit by Post Oak. Oh, well, Prime just does it better. They hire better women. They have better food than we do. Oh, we should sue them because they're better at a poker room than we are. What? How about it's a better actor, and that actor is going to portray Batwoman better, and more people will watch because there's better acting.
The better acting thing, I don't know how great actor Scarlett Johansson is. Now, the name recognition is a big
awesome.
Deal.
Have you ever seen her?
That doesn't mean she's a great actress or actor.
It does to me.
I'm sure it does. Now, according to lore, apparently, yes, Batwoman is a lesbian, at least in other publications. So
Yeah.
So they're just following that
That's
lead.
That's fine. Who cares? Who cares who she wants to have relations with?
Well, people care because people are freaks.
Well, I know. People are stupid. Just leave people alone. Let people have relations with who they want to have relations
Particularly when it'll be a probably an attractive actress on a TV show, right, John?
That's what I'm talking about, kissing another attractive actress.
Yeah.
That, to me, is good television.
Yeah, I see through you, John. It's not such...
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Where the hell is your partner? Speaking of kissing whoever you want, where's your partner?
Who knows? Who can tell where he is? Okay, we've only been... as soon as we came back from break, he's walking away.
No. I left earlier. I had to go talk to an intern.
No, you didn't. Stop lying.
What are you talking about?
One of the interns is here.
Hey, how about you're spending a lot of time with interns lately? It's starting to get creepy.
Yeah, watch it.
This time I talked to the intern in the bathroom.
Are you a Republican congressman? What's the matter with you?
This time he's talking to the intern.
What'd you say? Am I a congressman?
Are you a Republican congressman? What's your problem?
Stop, Dell.
Stop it.
Stop it. Good showing by Will, your intern, but he's no Captain Chompers. Here's another one that says, hashtag finger bang. Here's another one that says, I wish Bregman would post Instas of his nights that he eats a sensible dinner after his workout and goes to bed early. That's what I need my kids to see and understand and get inspired by. Hashtag work hard, play hard. That would be the most boring Instagram ever if you just, you know, took pictures of...
You mean JJ's?
Grilled chicken. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
We've already got that.
Grilled chicken with vegetables.
Working out here up in my cabin.
Working out.
Oh, come on.
Hey, a picture of him sleeping. Like, hey, who took the picture of JJ sleeping? Was this staged? Did somebody break into his house and grab his phone and take a picture and post it without him knowing? Now, Bregman's living his life, too.
Yeah.
Bregman should
live the life.
He's having fun.
He's an inspiration for all those kids in Bel Air right now.
Yeah.
Those kids with those poor kids that have all of those tough times to
overcome. Let me tell you, Bregman, I don't think Bregman came from that, though. I don't think Bregman came from, I don't know if he came from money or anything like that. I don't know.
No, apparently he's got some Washington ties, Washington, D.C. His grandfather
was a general manager at the, the original Nationals, right?
He was a
general
counsel for the Washington Senators.
Yes.
I mean, not Nationals.
Yeah,
Senators.
The Senators, yes.
That's right, because it was on, they had it on a home run derby they talked about.
He comes from a good place. He didn't have to overcome, you know.
Baseball guy.
Yeah.
He still had to grind and get there.
Yes. No.
He still had to hit Chris Sale's fastball.
And Kenley Jansen's and whoever.
Everybody's.
He didn't care.
Everybody's.
You missed that segment. And Nestor is continuing to say this, and it's a little bothersome. We got a little bit of time left in this segment, but we're up against it.
If you don't
see this as a Maury move to sell tickets, then I don't know what to tell y'all. It's like
that's Nestor.
Limp Lynn over Dragic. No, Maury never fooled me. He's worried about money over winning.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst tweet of all time.
I think, Nestor, you cannot be more wrong. Daryl Morey grinds every game, every single. It ain't about money. That's not why he's here.
No, it is why he didn't sign Dragic, because he didn't want to give him the additional year.
Hey, he's made mistakes.
Well, first of all, no one makes money moves, owner.
Nobody says you didn't make mistakes. Hey, they got Jeff Luneau got rid of J.D. Martinez. Jeff Luneau didn't draft Chris Bryant. Jeff Luneau, he made mistakes, but he wins. You know what? Daryl Morey made mistakes. He didn't draft Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
He got rid of Dragic and kept Lin. I mean, he's made mistakes. Yeah. That
happens. Like I said, he wouldn't give Dragic the extra year. That ended up costing him Dragic. But here's the thing. Daryl Morey doesn't make – the only people on any team that make moves for financial purposes are owners. General managers don't do that. That's not their job. Their job is to win. Owners' jobs are to maximize profits.
That's true, but sometimes they'll have the directive from the owner.
That's what I'm saying. Morey doesn't do stuff like that. But Tillman's not going to do that.
Well, neither did Les. Les never told him.
No. One move that I know of that had huge financial ramifications and continues to this day that Les said, we're doing this. But it also had basketball behind it was Yao Ming. Because Les Alexander, they came back and said – his physicals, he's got very high arches. He might not have a very long career. We're not sure on these medicals. And Les told his medical staff, go back to China. Let's go look at it again. And then come back.
Find me a doctor that thinks he's okay.
Find me a doctor that says something different. And they came back like, foot looks fine to us, Les. Like, boom. Because that was so much. And you know what? Yao could play too. But Yao probably ended up being better than the Rockets thought, frankly. But Yao made, to this day, it is Yao and Kobe are the two guys in China. Like, that's the two big. It's in Yao. Yao is a, I shouldn't say Yao and Kobe. It's the Rockets and Kobe. The Rockets are like China's team.
Yeah.
The Rockets are huge. Why? Because Yao opened the door. And it's it pays off to this day for the Houston Rockets. Tillman is going to benefit now from those relationships.
Absolutely. But Daryl and Jeremy Lin helped.
But Daryl.
But that wasn't to stop, Nestor. Daryl Morey is about winning. Okay, stop.
You don't have
man,
to like
your
moves.
Bias has just leaked through.
Yep, my bias is leaked through.
You,
I'm biased toward Daryl.
You don't have to. You don't have to like the moves or anything. But that. But that's just patently false to say. He's making moves to, quote-unquote, sell tickets. That's not accurate. I don't agree with his love affair with Carmelo. I don't agree with that.
He had it last, and you would have thought he would
He's
have learned from last summer.
Last summer and way back when Carmelo was on the block.
All right, 7:59 ESPN 975 live from Prime Social. Make it a point to get on over here at noon. 4 hours from now, we're going to start the tournament, and we're going to kick your ass in it. So come on out. And be part of it and just be part of the slaughter that Lance and I are going to put on here at Prime Social. And be part of – listen, if you win this thing, you can call Jeff Aronoff and actually start the process of building that new outdoor patio, building that new outdoor kitchen. It's so much – you know, it's a little hot to be out there now, but Aronoff will put – he'll put misters out there for you or he'll put fans out there for you. He will build you an outdoor kitchen that you can not only be proud of, but it'll be like, holy crap. It'll add immensely to the value of your home. All you got to do is call Jeff and start the process, and he's going to help you get it right and make it perfect for you. All you need to do is call him. It's 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff will come to your home, give you that free estimate, and give you 20% off because you are a 97.5 listener. He loves the 97.5 listener. So you want to start that big project, 713-880-2822.